Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of Saints Andrew Kim Taegon, priest, and Paul Chong Hosang, and companions, martyrs. Today's theme, finding true contentment. Do you have, as today's first reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 2c through 12 puts it, religion with contentment? Or are you dissatisfied with any of your religious experiences? Certainly there are reasons for discontent. There's always room for improvement in how the experience of Mass is provided, or in how the parish offers or fails to offer a particular ministry you need, or in how the clergy and or staff treat you. It's okay to be dissatisfied. Wrongdoings that we witness should make us so uncomfortable that we can't ignore them. Our discontent should stir us into action. We are being called to bring God's kingdom into the situation. Feeling uncomfortable with what's wrong is very good. Feeling discontented with what's right is quite a different matter. The difference is pointed out by St. Paul. Some people use religion as a means of gain because they are not content with what God has already given them. For example, in the church, there are people who get into leadership roles in order to benefit themselves more than to serve others. Envy, rivalry, insults, and evil suspicions are typical results. The same is true in our personal lives. If it seems like we're missing something, if there's something we long for but we do not have, and if we don't turn to God to fill the void, we become driven by our unmet needs. We become self-centered and conceited. We hurt those who have what we lack, jealous of them, cutting them down because we feel inferior. We become greedy to satisfy our selfish desires. Corruption in one's thoughts, and therefore in behaviors, develops when one is deprived of the truth. The truth is, religion with contentment is a great gain. So how do we gain contentment? It starts with keeping our eyes on Jesus. Is he the center of our lives? Do we remain centered on him? Or have we shoved him into a magic genie lamp, rubbing him the right way only when we want to get something out of him? What are we longing for when we feel discontent? God is our provider, but it's a partnership. If he's placed a desire in our heart, then he will satisfy our longing when we cooperate with his plans. The timing must remain in his control. The method of achieving the goal must be morally right. And the path to reach the object of our longing must increase our holiness during the journey. Feel sorry for those who are envious, insulting, and overly suspicious, because these behaviors are signs that they have not let themselves gain enough of God's love. What a miserable, lonely, unhappy way to exist. We can help them by showing them our Christ-centered compassion, patience, and joy. Yes, our joy will make them even more envious, and yes, this might initially cause their corrupted hearts to respond to us unlovingly. But when we persist in turning to God for the love we need, we will have the endurance to continue giving them the love they need. When we do that, our discontentment dissolves in God's abundant love. We are content, not because of what others do or don't do, but because of what God has done and is doing and will do.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.